Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good, but an evil person out of the source of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, but do not do what I command? I will show you what someone is like who comes to me, listens to my words, and acts on them. That one is like a person building a house, who dug deeply and laid a foundation on rock, but could not, when the floods came and the river burst against that house, it did not shake it because it had been built on rock. But the one who listens and does not act is like a person who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the river burst against it, it collapsed at once and was completely destroyed." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So now I presume you are very conscious of the day it is today, and it's a very poignant day. And it's a day for all of us to pause and reflect and see, do we learn anything? 20 years ago today, 2,970 people who went on a beautiful September morning went to work and never came home. And that was only the beginning. That was only the beginning. And when we commemorate 9/11 today, hopefully, we're not just thinking and commemorating those who died on 9/11, but all the people, young men, young women, old people, families, who died as a result of 9/11. All the, not a good word and don't like using it, but all the collateral damages people are sometimes referred to. And thank God, not just here in this country, but I was looking at it this morning early, all over Europe and many, many countries in the world, today is the day when people pause and think about what happened on 9/11. But a question for us this morning is, have we learned anything? And the answer, I think, unfortunately, is no. No. On the 11th of September, 2021, I don't ever remember a time in my life when people were more divided. look at the divisions we have here in our country here at the moment. And it's not just here. All the world seems to be at war in one way or another. Have we ever learned? You look back. You can go back to the wars this country was involved in, the wars England was, France, Europe were involved in, and nothing has changed. Nothing has been learned. So we have to ask ourselves, what is wrong with us? What is wrong with us? It's sad. It's very sad. I feel sadness in my heart. I feel it. And I find, you know, as a priest, one has got to be so careful nowadays what you say. People are so ready to pick you up on any little thing that they can have an argument about. So I really want you, all of us, not just you, but me too, look into our own hearts. And are we contributing to that division in the world? And unfortunately, many, many of us are. We're divided, even in the church we're divided. When it comes to politics, we're totally divided. Families are split. So if we keep going like that, it will only get worse. Believe me, it won't get better. And so we need to think. We really need to think about, on this a very poignant day, a day that was a watershed in the history, not just in this country, but in the whole world. And everywhere you go today, you go to an airport, wherever you go, you're suffering the consequences of what happened 20 years ago to today. And still, we haven't learned a thing. And that is so sad. So really, I want you to think very deeply this morning and promise that in your little way, because peace does not begin out there, it begins in our own hearts. And if I am not at peace in my own heart, then I cannot make a contribution of peace. I cannot be a source of peace to anybody. So to all of you here this morning, and to all those who are listening or watching this Mass, I really, really, today, I'm asking you, take some time on your own. Sit down quietly. Go into a quiet place and think about that. And ask yourself, deep down, how am I dealing with life at the moment? In my family, with my friends, especially in my family, am I a source of peace? So, I mean, it's sad. People are coming to me on a regular basis to talk. And I know before they come, it's always going to be arguments in the family, difficulties in the family. People are so split. I hope you here this morning and you who are listening are not part of that. And if you are, it doesn't matter what others do, you change. Change always begins with yourself. And we continually have to look into our own hearts. Continually. And I hope You do. So please listen and do something about it, you know. Christ, Jesus in the Gospel says this morning, it's no point in listening to my words if you don't act upon them. That's in the Gospel this morning. And finally, I don't think it was by coincidence or by chance that if you were following Damascus this week, all the readings were dealing with forgiveness, reconciliation, not making war, not going to war, dealing with forgiveness and reconciliation. Here's another challenge for you. If there's somebody that you are at odds with or having difficulties with, why not today try and seek reconciliation? Be big enough to make the first approach. It's not easy, but be big enough and human enough to make the first approach.